Rusty Lawless encapsulate the last 2 months of Major League Soccer in the next 60 seconds?
It was the summer of money. It was a summer of big spending, big names, stars. It's exciting. It's exciting for the supporters. It's exciting for people that are just coming to MLS. But it also brings up some interesting talking points, including as this continues on, because we know that when you spend money, when you bring in stars, it equates to ambition. Is this separation going to happen where you have the haves and the have-nots? It's already started to happen, certainly not to the extent that it happens around the world. But when you look at these big names, even if those names don't necessarily translate into a winning championship team, what they do is change the perception of the team. So take Philadelphia, for example, that we know are not going to compete when it comes to the money, the amount of money that's being spent. In midstream, are you telling your supporters, look, we are something different? And to adjust that, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how people adjust their mentality to now supporting teams that, because of the money they're not spending, are a very different type of proposition.
Well, that's one of the arguments for having playoffs in MLS.